We have continued in year three at St. Peter's School in Walworth. Our very, very deep philosophical conversations. Oh yes, we've been doing some philosophy in year three. Now, to get very deep and explain all their thoughts, I've got three friends. So your names, please.
Matthew.
Fifi.
Kezia.
So we have Matthew, we have Fifi, and we have Kezia from year three. So this has been some work we've been doing all term. We start off with a picture, and we take it from there. So Matthew, can you please describe what did the picture look like?
The picture looked like first there was a door, then there was this light on the edge, and then it was quite dark, and then we saw some sunshine coming out from the top.
Yeah, perfect. So it was a door really, and then with some darkness and some light. I thought it was quite mysterious. So Fifi, when you first saw the picture, what were your very, very first thoughts, please?
I thought it was somewhere that you could go inside. If it was a trap, there's an area that you can go and fit through so you can... So if there was someone, if someone was trying to get you and you could escape from that area, it was a black hole.
Yes, it was really quite a mysterious image. And I think, like, Fifi's thoughts, yeah, so you thought it wasn't like a straightforward door or like a mouse hole, as some people thought. You had some ideas about it could be quite intriguing. Okay, and Kezia, please. When you saw the image, what did you think of first, please?
Well, I thought, like, it was a place where, like, you can go inside and it might have been... like just a little house without no light, and there's like some, or maybe someone's taking a picture of a mouse hole, but I disagreed with the mouse hole because a mouse hole would have been much more tinier.
Yeah, very good point. This almost seemed like a door that was large enough for adults, I think, to walk through. Yep. Now I thought, Matthew, what really confused me, I had no idea about the light. Have you got any ideas as to what the light could have been or what it might have been used for?
The light could be from the outside, because if you go outside, you can see sunshine. And then, because there was this opening at the top, the sun shined through and then we saw the sunshine.
Yeah, and Fifi, any ideas? What do you think? What was the light?
I think the light must have came from an air vent, because you could see some sun coming out from the air vent is because there's like a sun shining, so you could see it, but no one knows where it came from. It might have came from an air vent, or it might have came from somewhere out of the place where the sun, you can see the sun.
Interesting thoughts, all very interesting. So we had all of year three sitting in a big large circle, and we took it in turn speaking, offering these ideas, really using this picture as our springboard, as a stimulus to try and get our creative thoughts going. And we were very impressed. We had some very, very creative ideas coming out of year three. And then we finished the session, really, by I think just thinking if we asked all the right questions and if we were made any progress with this picture. So Kezia, final thought. Do you think that we asked the right questions during this particular session?
I think that it was the wrong question, because it was interesting though, but it was wrong because like a mouse hole can't be that thin and big, but mouse holes are very, very dark. But the person that chose the question is wrong and not really right.
That's fine. Okay, wonderful. So we're almost out of time. So thank you to Matthew and Fifi and Kezia. And that has been just a selection of our philosophical work here in year three at St. Peter's.